the gospel of the kingdom being preached in the whole inhabited earth. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. In the last age, the gospel of the kingdom being preached in the whole inhabited earth. Matthew 24:14 says, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth. The gospel of Matthew is a book on the kingdom. It presents the gospel of the kingdom, which is different from the gospel of the forgiveness of sins presented in Mark and Luke. According to the Lord's word in Matthew 24:14, the gospel of the kingdom must be preached wherever there are people. Our commission is to go and preach the gospel of the kingdom to every part of the inhabited earth and to cause every believer to become a disciple of the kingdom. In this last age, the Lord has given us the highest and the final truths. This is His sovereign arrangement. In the past, missionaries from different countries traveled great distances across the oceans to preach the gospel in China. Now, Chinese missionaries must go to the different countries to preach the truth. They will not go as pioneers. Rather, they will go and fight the battle with the truth to bring the gospel of the kingdom to the whole inhabited earth. The proper way to preach the gospel. Every one of us has our close relatives, distant relatives, colleagues, schoolmates, friends, and neighbors. These are people who are more intimate and acquainted with us. Many of them not only are not yet saved, but may not even have heard the name of Jesus. Actually, when we go out to preach the gospel, there is no need to knock on new doors. It is enough to just knock on familiar doors. Our acquaintances, our family members, close relatives, distant relatives, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and schoolmates are more than enough persons to whom we can go to preach the gospel. When we save one person or one family, that person or that family in turn has his or their acquaintances. Then the gospel can spread out little by little. Whoever is saved through us will also perfected to be like us. Those who are saved through us will go and save others by the same way they were saved. This is the proper way for us to preach the gospel. If we are willing to be faithful to this practice, we will surely bear fruit. Rising up to preach the gospel and bear fruit. From today on, brothers and sisters, we must all be priests of the gospel of God to preach the gospel to our acquaintances. I have a heavy burden to stir you up to preach the gospel. Do not consider that you are here merely to receive the supply. Rather, rise up and go to preach the gospel. In this way, you will be a living person and will always bear fruit. If you bring one person to be saved in 1 month, yielding new fruit every month, you will be the happiest person in the entire country. May our Christian life be a life of going forth to bear fruit. We should always preach the gospel. And preaching the gospel can never be wrong. All these messages are from the publications of Living Stream Ministry by Witness Lee. Prayer. Lord, thank you for saving me and making me your child. You are more eager for us to preach the gospel of the kingdom in the whole inhabited earth. From today on, I am willing to be a man of preaching the gospel, starting with those around me. I will bring the gospel to them. Lord Jesus, I need you as my grace. Please support and supply me so that I can bear fruit to become the happiest person.